Chapter 9. I leisurely trailed after the women as they ran down the corridors and peeked inside every room. They giggled with excitement and gathered up bundles of wine and food while they searched the castle for a room grand enough for a night of fucking. And they left me a sexy trail of clothes in their wake.
"Hey, over here!"
Akira shouted as she stood, practically naked, by an open doorway.
"Look what I found."
The witches rushed to the threshold, and when I looked inside the room, I saw a giant four-poster bed, adorned with long, silky drapes and a heavy fur comforter, situated in the middle of the oversized chamber. Several different rugs were spread across the sleek wooden floor, and they were woven with gold and white threads. A large stained glass window stood by a set of towering bookcases, which were littered with hundreds, if not thousands, of books. A giant diamond and crystal chandelier hovered above the bed, and it cast a glittering series of reflections all over the walls. Everything about this room was tranquil and satisfactory, and it even smelled like roses, since the stench of burnt bodies and death hadn't crept upstairs yet. I think this room will do nicely, I purred as I looked at each gorgeous witch. Now everyone undress all the way. I want to see every inch of you. My women quickly shed the last of their garments and underwear, and I could feel the bulge in my pants growing with impatience. Then I smirked as the witches positioned themselves down on their knees and waited for my next command. "Before we begin, I'd like a cup of wine," I said as I stared at the group of naked beauties. "Who will bring it to me?"
"I will, Master,"
Akira offered with a small smile.
"I'd be more than happy to."
"Thank you," I purred while I carefully watched the black-haired Wicca pour a generous helping of dark-hued wine into a gem-encrusted goblet. "I'm absolutely parched."
"My pleasure, Master."
Akira sighed longingly as she passed the goblet over to me.
"I live to please you in every way imaginable."
I breathed in the intoxicating aroma and smelled hints of pinewood, nutmeg, and something that reminded me of dark chocolate. Then I tilted my head back and drank deeply. A pleasant sensation overcame my body as the liquid seeped down my throat, and the more I drank, the more my body tingled with desire and itched to be naked. I was ready to take my covenant, pleasure them all night long. "Now," I said after I licked my lips and set the goblet down, "Morgana and Samara, would you come a little closer?"
"Of course, Master,"
they replied with eyes that gleamed with lust. The two delicious women slowly crawled over to me, and when they were at my feet, I swiftly unbuttoned my shirt and tossed it aside. Then I slowly undid my pants and kicked them off, as well as my boots. When I was completely naked, the two women stared eagerly at my erect cock, and both seemed desperate to taste me. Their eyes were burning as they hungrily licked their lips, and I knew they were eager to take a long and satisfying lick. "Morgana," I said after I looked between the two, "you may begin, but go slow. The rest of you may pleasure yourselves or each other however you desire, but no one is allowed to come until I'm deep inside them. Understood?"
"Yes, Master,"
my coven replied with coy smiles.
"What should I do, Master?"
Samara pouted at my feet. "Actually, I think I'd like you to suck on my cock as well. Both of you will need to start slow, though. Enjoy and relish every moment. And be sure to taste every inch of me, or I'll be disappointed. And we don't want that."
"Yes,"
the pair eagerly nodded.
"We'll be sure to do our very best, Master."
"Then begin." Both women inched closer, and I closed my eyes and tossed my head back as Samara started to bat her long tongue along my balls. A deep groan resonated in my chest as the former goddess slowly licked and slurped along my testes, and then she placed one of my balls deep inside her warm mouth. She took her time to taste and swallow every inch of me, and while she was busy pleasuring me with her hot tongue, Morgana slowly started to wrap her full lips around the tip of my throbbing cock. "Oh, fuck," I grunted as the eager brunette moved her head up and down along my quivering member. Morgana moaned with delight when she wriggled her head all the way down to my balls to meet a busy Samara. My breathing grew faster as Morgana's mouth went deeper, and when I glanced down, the brunette's lips were dripping with pre-cum. Both women's tongues swirled around my length, and their moans grew louder as they slurped greedily up and down my shaft. My entire body trembled with desire as Samara took my other ball deep inside her mouth, and she sucked while Morgana furiously bobbed up and down along my titanium rod. The brunette's hot tongue flicked along my dick, and the faster she batted her tongue, the more my cock pulsated with feral desire. "Oh, fuck," I growled as I started to thrust my hips in and out of Morgana's wanting throat. "Hell yes. Don't stop, either of you."
"Look how hungry they are,"
Vanessa panted, and when I glanced at her, Faye was busy pushing two fingers deep inside the professor's bright pink hole.
"I can't look away. They are tasting every inch of him. I'm so envious. I can't wait to taste our master."
Beatrix whimpered as she plucked at one of her nipples, while Revna sucked at the other. "Well, perhaps you'll get a turn." I smiled before I bit my lip and looked down at the two submissive women. "Oh, fuck. That's it. Keep fucking going." Morgana groaned, and her blue eyes glittered with desire as she locked gazes with me. "Don't you dare stop," I reminded the two of them, and I bucked my hips even faster and pounded furiously inside Morgana's hot, wet mouth. Morgana and Samara's hands were pressed against my thighs, and the deeper they went, the more they gagged and dug their nails into my skin. I suppressed a loud groan as I mercilessly fucked the back of Morgana's throat, and each time my tip scraped the ridged roof of her mouth, my cock violently throbbed and was on the verge of exploding.
"They are so thirsty for your come, master,"
Penelope huffed, and when my eyes landed on the bright-haired witch, her legs were spread far apart, and Akira's head was buried in her pussy.
"Are you going to serve them your delicious cream?"
Yes! I grunted as my cock furiously twitched deep inside Morgana's mouth and released a spray of hot cum. "Fuck! Drink it all, Morgana. Every last... drop!" My entire body shook. My head spun in a vicious circle, and I desperately sucked in gulps of air like I was drowning in ecstasy. Morgana moaned and gurgled on my cream before she swallowed deeply and then licked my cock from balls to tip. When she pulled away, her lips were wet with my cum, and she was struggling to catch her breath. "Lick her mouth, Samara," I ordered, and a small smile formed on my lips as the two women pressed their wet, cum-covered lips together. "Open your mouths wider. Use your tongues and share what cum is left in Morgana's pretty mouth." The two witches didn't hesitate as they parted their lips and snaked their tongues wildly together. They moaned and grunted as their embrace deepened, and when they grew more eager, hot blood rushed down to my cock. "Suck on her nipples, Samara. I want you to nibble on her buds."
"Yes, sir,"
the golden-haired beauty replied after she slowly pulled away from Morgana's wet lips. The brunette slowly breathed in and out and tossed back her head as Samara gradually began planting soft kisses along her neck and down to her full creamy breasts. Desire swelled in my cock while I watched the two of them pleasuring each other, and I carefully studied Samara's bright pink tongue as she swirled it along Morgana's swollen nipple. Then the former goddess used her teeth to gently bite and nibble on the bud, and it sent my lust into overdrive. The brunette gasped with parted lips.
"That feels good."
"If it pleases you," I breathed as I reached down to stroke her wet pussy. Then why don't you return the favor to Samara?
How would you like me to please her, master?
I want you to slide 2 fingers inside her tunnel, then use your thumb to play with her clit.
Yes, master.
Morgana stammered and bit her lip.
I'll do whatever you want.
Good girl. Desire coiled in the pit of my stomach as I watched Morgana's hand slowly reach in between Samara's legs, and the golden-haired beauty moaned with delight, but didn't stop using her mouth to pleasure Morgana. In fact, the brunette's touch made Samara go wild, and she started to buck her hips and press her mouth tighter against Morgana's tit. Now stop and get down on your knees, Samara. I groaned when I couldn't take the teasing any longer. Submit yourself to me, right here on the floor. The former goddess giggled with delight when she gently pulled away from Morgana, and as she positioned herself exactly how I wanted her, I noticed just how soaked she was. Her inner thighs were glistening with her arousal, and her pussy lips were bright pink and quivering. Oh, you're so fucking wet, Samara. I grunted, and I swiped my thumb along the wet lips of her pussy.
Of course, master.
Samara mewled as she arched her back and wriggled her ass even closer.
I've been dreaming of having your huge throbbing cock deep inside me. Ever since the night you made me yours, it's all I've been able to think about. I go to bed wet, dreaming of you sliding deep inside me again.
Is that so? I teased before I slowly slipped my fingers deep inside her sopping opening.
Yeah.
Samara gasped, and she started to rock her body back and forth.
Master, please, slide inside me. Fuck me until I'm screaming.
Very well. I chuckled, and then I looked over and saw Morgana's eyes were glistening with longing. Morgana, why don't you crawl next to Samara? If you remain on all fours without moving, and I'll give you a nice reward.
Yes, master.
The brunette sighed in a dreamlike voice, and when she was next to the golden-haired beauty, she shook her ass and inched closer to me.
Like this?
Just like that. I chuckled, and as I started to rub Morgana's clit, the brunette tossed back her head and squealed. Do you want more? Do you want to feel my cock inside you?
We do.
The women responded at the same time.
Please, master, fuck us.
Very well. I grinned before I grabbed my cock and slid it deep and slow inside Samara's slick opening.
Oh, master.
She sighed when I was deep inside of her. We both groaned with longing, and then she gasped and lunged forward as I started to grind a little harder against her. But then I slapped her ass and gripped tightly onto her hips. Fuck! Don't move, Samara. Not until I allow you to.
Yes, master. I'll do whatever it takes as long as you don't stop fucking me. Oh, master, yes!
I vigorously thrust my hips back and forth, and the further and deeper I pushed my titanium rod inside Samara's velvety opening, the more she squealed and demanded every inch of my cock. She fervently rocked her body against mine, and with every deep thrust, my dick slipped in and out of her clenching tunnel and rubbed against every part of her. Samara cried out as she arched her back even further and moved her body faster against mine.
Master, your cock is so huge. Please don't stop. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me!
I wouldn't dream of stopping! I responded in between breathy grunts. And when I adjusted my knees, I was able to push my cock deeper inside her hungry tunnel.
No, holy hell, yes, go, yes!
Samara's sweltering pussy walls furiously clenched around my cock as I pounded deep into her, and the sound of our slick skin slapping together echoed in the bedroom and caused the other women to gasp loudly.
Look at how fast he's going.
Faye moaned as Revna nibbled on her ear.
Oh, it's turning me on so much. If he didn't command it, I'd come just from watching. Me too.
Akira grunted, and she gently rubbed her clit.
I can't wait to have Colt deep inside me. Master.
Samara breathed as sweat trickled down her back.
I think I'm gonna come. I can't hold back any longer.
So come, I growled in between powerful thrusts. Come hard for me. Come on my cock.
Go!
Samara screamed as she wildly tossed her head back.
Fuck yes!
Samara's walls tightly pulsated around my thick, throbbing rod, and she quivered uncontrollably after I gave her one long, deep push. Then she screamed and wailed with passion as I exploded deep inside her like a hot hose. My breathing intensified, and my heart hammered like a drum when her tunnel squeezed me for every drop of cum I could give her. There was so much of it, white rivulets streamed out around my shaft, trickled down her pale thighs, and pooled between her trembling knees. I took a moment to catch my breath before I slid out of her swollen opening, and she nearly collapsed to the ground. Samara, you did amazing. Now crawl over to the others and have them lick your pussy nice and clean. I don't want them to waste a single drop.
Yes, sir.
Samara replied as she started to crawl forward on her bright red knees, and my cum was still leaking out of her swollen opening. Now, Morgana, I growled as I looked down at the beautiful brunette, and I saw she hadn't moved an inch since I told her to assume the position. Oh, you've been a patient good girl. Would you like to receive your reward?
Oh, yes, please.
She answered while she wriggled her ass.
Please slide your huge cock deep inside me. I need to have you. I can't wait another second.
Very well, I said as I started to rub my hardening cock along her bright red pussy. How deep do you want me to go?
All the way.
Morgana pleaded, and when she pressed her warm skin against my cock, I could feel excitement building up inside me again.
Please fuck me hard and don't stop until I come everywhere. Please, master, I beg you.
Oh, I bet you do. I grunted as I inched the tip of my dick just inside her slippery folds. I could spread you wide open.
Please, do it, I need you.
As you wish. I chuckled before I slipped my hard dick deep inside her warm tunnel and slowly began to thrust. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so fucking tight.
Does it please you, master?
The beautiful brunette asked as she rocked her body faster. It does. I growled, and I started to pick up the pace and prod deeper inside her demanding body. My shaft parted her soaking walls like a hot knife through butter, and the brunette tossed back her head and moaned for more. Her tight, sweltering walls clamped around my throbbing cock like a silky trap, and when she looked over her shoulder, she bit on her bottom lip and rocked her hips even faster. She moaned, and her eyes went wide when my balls banged against her hot skin.
Fuck, fuck, fuck! Yes, right there! Oh, I can't hold it back any longer! Yes! Yes! Here I come!
Fuck! I groaned as I clung onto her hips and dug my nails deeper into her skin. Yes! Take it, take all my seed. My viciously pulsating cock twitched deep inside Morgana's sopping cavern, and my grip on her hips tightened as I exploded a bucket load of hot cum inside her. I desperately gasped for air, and my head spun as my cock spurted drop after creamy drop inside her.
Oh, master!
Morgana screamed as she shoved herself back against me, but the movement dislodged my still-spraying cock, and the last few ropes of my cum landed in the small of the brunette's back.
Oh, your seat is so warm. Cover me with your cum, please, master, more.
In lieu of a response, I continued to splatter my seed all over the naked brunette. And after I was done giving her a small, creamy shower, the other women all sighed with desperate longing.
What would you have me do now, master?
The bookish brunette asked as my cum dripped down her naked body. Well, I want the others to lick you completely clean, I said with a slight smirk. Now go over there, and Faye, I want you to lie on the bed.
I'd be more than happy to, master,
the redhead said before she bounced away from the others. I grinned from ear to ear as Faye positioned herself on the bed and laid with her legs spread far apart for me. Then I slowly crawled over to her, and without breaking eye contact, I lowered my mouth to hover between her plush thighs. "Do you want me?" I teased as my mouth drew closer to her damp cavern.
"More than anything, monster."
The redhead's creamy legs trembled when I licked her sweet pussy, and then her body shook with desire as I used my tongue to explore her soft and wet insides. She moaned and pleaded for more with every swipe of my tongue, so I used my hand to slowly caress her flat stomach and then grab one of her full breasts. Faye gasped with pleasure and arched her back, and I pinched one of her swollen nipples and swirled my tongue along her clit. The redhead's breathing was growing more demanding, and hot juices dripped into my mouth as I ventured deeper inside her. But I wasn't prepared to let her come just yet. Are you ready to have my cock deep inside you? I grinned after I pulled away from her wet pussy. I'll fuck you until I fill your pussy up to the brim.
Yes, I'm ready to have your cock deep inside my pussy, master. Bless me with your dark, unholy seed.
Then spread your legs even wider for me, now. Faye nodded eagerly in agreement, spread her pale and freckled legs, and let me slide my dick deep inside her tight, silky insides. We both groaned with instant pleasure, and when I bucked my hips and ground against her, she wrapped her long legs around me and dug her nails into my back. Faye cried out as she tossed her head in between the pillows.
Master, oh, you're in so deep.
I know. I panted as my cock sawed in and out of her slick opening. Oh, you feel so fucking good, Faye.
I'll live to please you, Cole.
The redhead moaned as she bit down on her lip.
Please just don't stop. Spray me wide open. Fuck me harder, I beg you.
I intend to. I grunted, and I bucked my hips with even more passion and ventured deeper inside her sopping tunnel. Oh, unholy hell. I pounded inside the fiery redhead for several minutes, and her cries rose in pitch and volume every time I bottomed out inside her. Her emerald eyes grew hazy and glassy as she stared up at me, and her perky nipples brushed against my chest with each of my thrusts.
Oh, come inside me, master.
Faye begged as I fucked her harder and faster.
Oh, please make a mess inside me.
Oh, I'm ready. I groaned and the coil in my gut tightened. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come.
Me too. Come fill up my pussy, please.
As Faye squealed and begged for my cum, she tossed her head back deeper into the pillows, and then her wet walls clenched furiously around my quivering rod. Her long, sharp nails bit into my flesh, and her legs wrapped and tightened against me, and the sopping insides of her tight pussy pulsated uncontrollably as I butted up against the entrance to her womb. Faye screamed, and when I leaned down to bite on her nipples, her breathing quickened.
Oh, master, I'm coming so hard!
I grunted, and with one more deep and quick thrust, my cock twitched and exploded like a hot hose inside the redhead's warm, wet body. Then I gasped desperately for air as her greedy pussy walls milked me for more of my cum. And when I looked into her eyes, they were filled with satisfaction and adoration. I kissed her for a long moment before I finally pulled out of her abused opening, and thick white cream spilled out of her swollen pussy and stained the sheets beneath us. Oh, you felt fucking incredible. I sighed, and when I looked over at the other women, I wondered who would be the next to feel my cock plowing deep inside them. The women were still pleasuring each other, and when my eyes met theirs, they flashed me little coy smiles.
Oh, master.
Penelope panted while she continued to lick Morgana's skin.
That looked fucking incredible. It truly did.
Vanessa mewled before she wiped her wet lips.
I can't wait to feel you deep inside me, master.
Revna giggled as she wiggled her ass.
I want you to go as deep as you can. Me too.
Beatrix said with glassy eyes.
I need your huge cock deep in my pussy. I'd like to put it wherever I desire.
Akira said with a sly grin.
Would you like that, master?
The way the dark-eyed beauty stared at me made every hair on my body stand on end. I needed her wild body, and I needed it now. Akira, how would you like to ride my cock? I asked with an arched eyebrow.
I'd love it more than anything, Master. I promise to ride you like a fucking stallion.
Then come over here. I want to slide deep inside you.
Yes, Master.
Akira replied, and she took her time to crawl carefully over to me. I knew she wanted to take her time and tease us both, and I couldn't wait until I grabbed her slender body and made it mine.
You look so yummy, Master. I can't wait to taste you.
I stared deep into her endless ebony orbs, and when she was close enough, she swung one long, lean leg over my member, but didn't hover over my erect cock. Instead, she gently grabbed my member and started to rub her hands up and down along my slick shaft. Our breathing grew heavier as she picked up the pace, and the black-haired beauty smiled when I grew rock hard. She moaned as she bit down on her purple lip.
Master, your cock looks so delicious. I want to put it in my mouth and have you fuck my throat.
So why don't you? I groaned as my blood rushed south. You have my permission.
Is that so?
Akira chuckled, but before I could respond, she slowly licked my flared tip, lightly flicked her tongue along my head, and then batted my cock against her flat tongue.
Oh, Master, your dick is so yummy, I want more.
Shit. I grunted as she slowly guided my cock away from her wet lips and slid it in between her perky breasts.
Oh, Master.
She purred when she pressed her soft tits against my rock-hard dick and moved her body up and down.
Oh, you're getting so hard for me. Do you want to fuck me?
Yes. I breathed as I tossed my head back, and she started to move faster.
Where do you want to fuck me?
She questioned in a high-pitched voice. Everywhere. And I'll fuck you so hard.
How about my mouth?
Akira asked, before she wrapped her full lips around my member and closed her eyes. My fingers quickly found my way to Akira's head. And when I pushed her down my member and all the way to my balls, she gently gagged and wriggled her head. I guided her up and down along my throbbing cock as her long, hot tongue slid along my shaft, and each lick sent a pleasant shiver down my spine. I was so close to coming, but she suddenly pulled away with a popping sound that echoed in the room, and a satisfied smile spread across her face. A low purr rumbled in her chest before she took my slick dick and placed it in between her breasts, and then she squeezed even tighter against my rod. Oh, fuck, Akira! I moaned as she moved faster and squeezed her breasts even tighter against my pulsating cock. Oh, your skin feels fucking incredible.
I want to ride you now, Master.
The dark-haired witch grunted before she batted my throbbing tip against her fiery tongue, pulled away, and then licked her lips.
May I? I need this delicious dick deep inside my hungry pussy.
Yes, don't ask, just do it. I don't want to wait another second.
Very well.
The feisty Wicca replied before she released me and swung one long leg over my hips. The dark-haired witch hovered her pussy over my erect cock and slowly slid down with our gazes connected. We groaned with instant satisfaction, and Akira tossed back her head as she slowly started to rock back and forth. She smiled, hummed, and bit down on her lip while grinding against me, and my blood seared with boiling passion as she picked up the pace. Whoa! Unholy hell! I breathed before I slid my hand up and roughly flicked her nipple. Your body is fucking incredible. Akira grunted as she ground against me and then started to viciously hop up and down along my throbbing member.
Fuck me, master. Your cock is in holy perfection. I need you, all of you.
And you have me. I growled before I grabbed her slender hips and guided her faster. And with each powerful spring, my tip prodded deeper inside her. Fuck, you're so deep, Akira.
Master!
Akira mewled as she tossed her head back and looked up at the ceiling.
I can feel you deep inside me. You're all the way in.
Move a little faster, and I'll come inside you. I ordered as I bounced her faster along my wet dick. Yeah, just like that. Keep going.
Choke me.
The black-haired witch moaned with her eyes squeezed shut, and her perky breasts were heaving up and down.
Please, I beg you.
I slowly reached up her body and gently grasped onto her beautiful neck, and each time I bucked my hips and pushed deeper inside her, she opened her mouth and screamed for more. The tighter I gripped around her neck, the faster she started to move her body, and I knew she was close to a mind-numbing orgasm. Do you like that? I teased as I pressed my fingers tight around her throat.
Huh? Yes, my lord.
Akira gasped, and her cheeks burned bright red.
I do.
Beads of sweat trickled down her breasts, and as she picked up the pace, her tight walls grasped even tighter around my throbbing cock. Then she started to grind uncontrollably against me, and I sucked in a sharp breath of air and stifled a long groan. Oh, fuck! I panted as sweat trickled down my forehead and upper lip. Keep going. Oh, your pussy is as hot and as delicious as hell.
Master!
Akira squealed as she wildly moved her hips and ground against me.
I'm coming!
Her rapid and wild movements sent my entire body into overdrive, and my dick twitched and spurted deep inside Akira's sweltering tunnel. As my head spun in long circles, her velvety walls clamped tighter and tighter around my rod, and some of my seed gushed out around my still pistoning shaft.
Fuck!
The black-haired Wicca screamed as she tossed back her head, looked up at the ceiling, and slammed her hands down on my chest.
Go!
Her nails bit into my flesh, and my cock gave one last spurt inside of her. My vision blurred. My breathing grew fervently demanding, and my head throbbed and spun. I gasped for air as the two of us took a minute to steady our heavy breathing. And Akira weakly climbed off and then collapsed by my side. The dark-haired beauty sighed with satisfaction, giggled, and nuzzled her nose against my ear before she gently sucked and nibbled on my lobe. Oh, fucking hell, Akira. I grinned, but I wasn't even close to feeling fully satisfied. Penelope and Revna, come over here. Beatrix, let Vanessa please you however she desires. Then you two will be rewarded for your incredible patience.
Yes, master.
The women responded in unison. Without sitting up or moving an inch, I felt the women climb onto the bed, and I remained on my back and smiled as both women grabbed my cock and rubbed up and down along my hardening dick. I pressed a long groan as they stroked my member with their smooth hands, and already I could feel myself growing hard again. The two of you should take turns hopping on my cock. Do you think you can handle that?
Yes, master. I want to scream your name over and over again as I come.
Then what are you waiting for? Once I fuck you all once, we'll drink and feast, and then we can begin again. We'll fuck until the sun rises, and you'll come over and over again.
Will you put a child in our bellies, master?
I will, but not just yet. When we return to Scholomance, I'll be sure to lay my seed in each of you. But for now, let us fuck and drink before we leave. The women grinned and nodded eagerly in response, and I took a moment to appreciate their love, devotion, and perfect bodies. I'd meant what I said as well. We might be on the brink of a historical war and on a seemingly impossible quest, but no matter what, I vowed to enjoy this long night. Because by sunrise, we'd be back on our harrowing journey, and there would be no turning back.